Strong economic news today. Employers added 678,000 new jobs last month. That's according to the Labor Department, and that is way more than the financial pros expected. Let's go to Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, hi again.
Hi, Scott.
So this number comes from a survey in mid-February as COVID cases were, thank goodness, were falling. So as things seem to get better, what kinds of companies are doing all this hiring?
You know, it was really broad-based gains in all of the main categories. Leisure and hospitality led the way with 179,000 new jobs, most of them at bars and restaurants as business sort of rebounded there some more. But really, all the categories like business and professional services, healthcare, construction, manufacturing, they all saw pretty decent gains. The Labor Department did point out that motor vehicles and parts, that sector lost 18,000 jobs. That's sort of the one downside in this report. But they don't really explain it, but I suspect it has something to do with all these supply chain issues that are still hurting the auto market.
And how about the wages picture? We know workers are still in demand. Are employers paying more to find them and keep them?
That was a little disappointing in this report. They were only up about a penny from the January level to $35.50 an hour on average. Compared with February of last year, they're up about 5.1%. So that's less than what economists had expected, and it's lower than the previous month. So it does sort of raise concern that wage growth might be slowing. But I would point out it's only 1 month, and this data is still very noisy because of the pandemic and the subsequent rebound.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the pandemic, we've been talking to you and others about how so many workers left the labor force to protect themselves or to take care of their children. Are they starting to come back and look for work?
Yeah, so if you look at the number of people who are not actually in the labor force but do want a job, that declined. It's moving in the right direction, declined by about 349,000 to 5.4 million. Right before the pandemic, that number was about 5 million, so it's starting to normalize. But one really important start is just one stat is just how many people actually have jobs. That's recovered quite a bit. It's about 2.1 million below before the pandemic. Though, of course, you would have expected that number to be higher than where it was before the pandemic. So it's getting back to where it was, but you know, not quite where it would be otherwise.
Yeah. Well, this is a pretty hot economy, you know, by this job numbers and other metrics. To cool it down, the head of the Federal Reserve said this week that he would propose a hike in short-term interest rates when the Fed meets this month. Are they still on track, you think, to do that?
They are. It sure sounds like they are. The market is expecting them not to hike as aggressively. There was a chance of a 0.5% increase in March, and now people are expecting more of a 0.25% increase because of all the uncertainty from the war in Ukraine and these higher oil prices that we're getting hit with. The notion is that they are going to increase rates, but perhaps not as aggressively as they would have otherwise.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as you say, there's this in inflation picture to really watch as oil prices and gas prices are going up. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.